everyone. Hope you are well. I sincerely apologize for the delay. Okay, we're here now. 10 minutes too late. Not 10 minutes too late. 10 minutes late. Well, let's begin. We are going to conclude the partial Shemos. In the last two Aliyos, we find Moshe traveling back to Mitzrayim. And then we find Moshe's first encounter with Paro, trying to persuade Paro to let the Jewish people go. When Moshe's leaving Midian, he first starts off with his wife. Some commentators point out, the Ramban points out, the reason he takes his wife is he wants to inspire the people. Seeing that he is not just coming in and leaving, but rather he's going with his wife, it shows his confidence. It's a beautiful message that he's trying to. It's important not just the words that we say, but also the things that we do. Those are sometimes the most powerful of messages. As he continues his journey to Egypt, he encounters his brother Aaron. And you have to understand the tension that could be going into this encounter. We know that Aaron was the older of the two brothers. And clearly Moshe is concerned about this. And what does God say to Moshe? God says that when Aaron sees you, v'samach b'libo, he will be happy. Be happy not just externally, but happy in his heart. Aaron's greatness was the fact that he was so selfless. The fact that he was, despite the fact that perhaps his whole life he was expecting to take over the mantle of leadership from his father, Amram. Aaron's father was the leader of the Jewish people. And when he assumed that he was going to be the next leader, but when he hears that Moshe is going to be the leader, he is happy. He's overjoyed. And that is the meat of Aaron, this ability to be so incredibly selfless, was what ultimately allowed him to be the one who receives what? The Choshen Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat is this breastplate where there are these messages that come from God. The problem with these messages is that they're not so clear. The messages are a bunch of letters that need to be interpreted. Now, to interpret things takes not just wisdom, but also a lack of bias. We know that there's an episode later on in the Nevi'im where Eli HaKohen misreads that message. He takes the letters which he thought spell drunk, but really they spelled kosher, right? Because it takes an ability to really see things from a purely objective perspective and not have one's own biases involved. Aaron, at that moment, when he was able to be overjoyed to see his brother, when he was able to see his brother and just simply be happy because it's not about him, he was able to override his own personal needs, that gave him the gift for him to have the Choshen Mishpat, which necessitated an incredible amount of selflessness and be able to override our biases. Overriding our biases is probably life's greatest difficulty. We're human, and we have biases, and what we could perhaps learn and perhaps grow from Aaron HaKohen and is to have that ability to be able to think and not just think about our own needs, our own desires, our own concerns, our own worries, but try to see a situation as best as possible. It's impossible to do this perfectly, but as best as possible, to be as objective as possible. That is the legacy of Aaron and